It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kris Jenner talked about the fees that her daughters get for endorsing certain products on social media.
Well, my girls are constantly getting offers to post something for a company or a brand on social media. So they have a fee for a post or a fee for a story, a fee for Facebook, a fee for, you know, they have a fee schedule.
Can you give me a ballpark on the fees?
It's different. It's all over the board. I mean, it's definitely six figures. And sometimes if it's Kim or if it's Kylie, it depends on really what it is.
Is it more than six figures if it's Kim or Kylie?
If it's a pharmaceutical product, if it's something that you're going to drink or ingest or put on your body or...
And that was more than six figures?
Maybe.
She also talked about Kylie becoming a, quote, self-made billionaire.
Is it fair to call her self-made?
I think she's self-made because, I mean, listen... My girls, you can say that certain things have been handed to them, but it takes a lot of work to do what they're all doing.
So she may have the name, which is the leg up, and the notoriety of the TV show.
Right, right.
But the money is all hers.
Right. We're talking about money, and the money she's made is her own. It began with her own savings. She put her own blood, sweat, and tears into it. It was her idea. It was amazing what she did and what she showed us, the rest of us, how to do it.
2.5 decades after his Saturday Night Live heyday, Adam Sandler returned to host over the weekend and took the opportunity to pay tribute to his former castmate, Chris Farley. He did that in song, and he also sang about his firing from SNL.
SNL was the greatest time of my life, and my daughter asked me, if it was the greatest, Dad, then why did you leave? Well, honey, there's a reason.
I was fired. I was fired. I was fired, so sad to tell. Well, I never saw it coming. I got fired from SNL.
I saw a bit on there, too. I didn't watch the whole episode, but did you see any of it where, like, it was an Adam Sandler family reunion? And, like,
yes.
All of his family did all the different bits and characters as him? I love that.
Yep, they all impersonated his characters from over the years. He even brought back his famous Opera Man character.
Yep.
Louis Tomlinson says a One Direction tour will happen.
I do think it'll happen, and I'd certainly have something to say about it if it didn't. But I think it's inevitable. But when is the big question, and that's something that none of us really know the answer to at the moment.
Very exciting.
You gotta breathe.
Tommy Chong has a message for Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughman, and other parents facing jail time for their roles in the college admission cheating scandal. He said, relax, prison life isn't so bad. He would know. The Up and Smoke star spent 9 months in prison in 2003 for running a company that sold bongs through the mail. He said his time behind bars wasn't an entirely unpleasant experience. He said, that's why I want to tell Felicity Huffman to relax. You're going on a mission. I swear to God, there's no punishment in the federal prison. You get a computer. You get a nice, comfortable cubicle. You're in there with nice, intelligent people. One of the nice, intelligent people that he met in prison was Jordan Belfort. That sounds familiar. That is the stockbroker played by Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street. He said he's a genius, without a doubt. A little crooked, but a genius. And Brie Larson proved that she was a talented singer before becoming an actress. She posted an Instagram video singing Ariana Grande's My Everything to prove it.
It wasn't my everything till we were nothing. It's taken me a lot to say. But now that he's gone, my heart is missing something. So it's time I push my pride away.
Sounds so good.
Yeah, what the heck? That's so unfair when they can do everything. Like, leave some for us.
That's right. Coming up in less than an hour, Post Malone is launching something new and exciting this summer.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.